Welcome to
Animal Adventures,
the podcast that brings you real-life animal facts, animal jokes, animal encounters, and even an animal riddle.
So, wait, hold on. So you might have heard that background noise when I said Animal Adventures. Please welcome my good friend, Noah Drewinski.
Thank you, Campbell. Ben said, we have all these riddles, jokes, and facts, and me and Campbell came up with all those ourselves. So
yeah,
all the facts and riddles and stuff that you see, that you hear, we all made it up in like 1 hour.
Yeah, I'm actually really impressed. Usually Campbell and I do a lot of the research together, and you guys did this entirely on your own, so you're going to have to help me out and make sure that I don't say anything that's inaccurate about our animal today.
Yes, so this research was a little help by my brother Cohen. You're probably going to see him in the next episode.
Yep, shout out to Cohen.
Yep, shout out to Cohen.
So let's get started. Let's shout out to Cohen, of course. What was our riddle from last week's episode?
Oh, I'm always bad at these.
I know, we never review the riddle.
We never!
Should we just do a drum roll and tell everybody what the animal is this week?
Yeah.
Are you
drum
ready?
Roll. It's Red-Tailed Hawk!
Red-Tailed Hawk. All right, well, why don't you guys start off? Maybe you guys could take turns just telling us some facts about Red-Tailed Hawks.
So how about we talk about their tail? So these two, I'll do this one and you do it.
Yeah, dig right in, Noah. Why don't you lead us off with the first fact
so,
about red-tailed hawks?
About their tails, grown-up red-tailed hawks use their tails to like bounce, and they move on things move it up and down. And that helps them, like, balance when they're perched.
Oh, very cool.
Juvenile red-tailed hawks do not have red tails. They have banded tails.
Oh.
Yep.
And based on gender, does, like, the male hawk or the female hawk have a red tail, or do both male and female hawks?
Both.
But the juveniles do not have red
usually
tails.
Usually because the males are more colorful to, like, impress the females,
yes,
but this is different.
On this thing that I was just hearing it, I heard also, I didn't really hear very well, so I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but it said before we, I forget what we were doing, but it said that, like, male, when they're, like, trying to mate, to impress a female, they, like, dive down, like, so it looks like they spread out their rings and, they squawk to make it
so they
look
make
tough.
Themselves look big, and they make loud noises, and they do, like, crazy flying motions
and things.
Yeah,
almost like flying gymnastics.
Yeah, so, like, showing off, right?
Yeah.
Like, trying to impress the other hawks.
That's cool. I always think for problems that, like, I always think there's a problem because they always, like, impress the females and, like, look big. But then what happens when they're not big? Like,
oh, well.
What happens?
I mean, yeah. That's maybe for a later episode. I don't know. We'll have to dive deeper into that at some other point, maybe 10 years down the road. Go ahead.
We're not doing more than jokes than we have to, Daddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so I'm not supposed to. We'll save the jokes for joke time.
That was not a joke. All right. Yeah.
Well, what other facts do we have?
Well, we...
Campbell,
do
you
want to
hit us with another fact?
What do they eat?
They eat small mammals, right?
Yep.
Such as like prairie dogs. They also are found like eating mice and snakes and all those type of things.
Yeah.
And
nice.
Rabbits and squirrels.
Oh wow. So a red-tailed hawk could pick up a squirrel or a rabbit and just take it off?
Yeah.
Campbell, yeah, what's up?
There was actually one report of a red-tailed hawk picking up a domestic cat.
Ooh.
It managed to get out of the talons and survive, though.
Yeah, like, I heard on the...
That was the only time it happened.
Though. Yeah, I heard something that, the hawk was, like, it was standing and perching and it on a fence in a backyard, and it just swooped down and, like, clawed into its skin.
Oh, man.
But the cat managed to like scratch it, I think, a little bit, and it like got scared, so
it
let go.
Wriggled.
Yeah.
So
it kinda wiggled.
Do we have red-tailed hawks near us? Where do red hawks, where do they live?
North Central America.
North America and Central America?
Yeah, on the, like north and south, like on the border of North and South America. So,
not north, there's no border for North and South. Oh, yes, there is.
And also they live in Central America.
Cool. All right, what other facts do we know about these red-tailed hawks?
They weigh actually, surprisingly, over... I always wondered, like, how heavy are, like, red-tailed hawks and how can a grown-up only hold it? But actually, it turns out that they only weigh, like
just 2 pounds.
Yeah, just, like, barely over 2 pounds.
Yeah, incredibly light, right? And it makes sense, because if you're a bird and you're trying to fly, you can't weigh
200 pounds. You need to be light to pounds. Fly.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Campbell, yeah.
Birds' bones are actually hollow, and habitats they live in, they rocky plains, canyons, and woodlands.
Yeah, they live in woodlands, and all those, like, they live in kind of, like... They live in lots of, like, forests and stuff.
But also, like, in urban areas as well, right? Like, trees and parks and things like that. Like, we see red-tailed hawks. We live in near a relatively big city, and we see red-tailed hawks quite
all the
often.
Time.
Yeah, yeah. So that gives you a point. Are they endangered animals, or are they doing okay in terms of
their conservation status? They are least concerned.
They're doing okay, but, like, other hawks are not doing as well as them, but they're pretty good. For now.
Yeah, there is a type of hawk that is
cold.
That is endangered because of air pollution. Not the red-tailed hawk. Red-tailed hawks are like fine, but
Cooper hawks.
Oh yeah, Cooper's hawks are the ones that are suffering.
And it sounds like their eggs are susceptible to chemicals.
Yeah, chemicals.
Kind of like with we learned about bald eagles and DDT, right?
Yeah.
Campbell?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like
I remember listening to that video.
Well, yeah, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one of our best podcasts.
That was one of our best. We planned that.
On point. If you haven't heard the bald eagle podcast, you should go back and check that one out.
After this one, duh.
Right.
Episode 4, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So that's pretty good facts. Any other thing? Oh, one other fact that I know I was just reading when I was trying to catch up with you guys was that they'll often be used by falconers, so they're easy to train and easy to tame.
Yeah, so they get them and help them hunt for food and stuff.
Campbell and I read a great book called My Side of the Mountain.
You should definitely read it.
It was not a red-tailed hawk that
very recommended.
The young boy used, but it was a peregrine falcon.
Also known as duck hawks.
But he was able to use that hawk to help him catch food that they both used to survive. So falconers would use them to help hunt and whatever else.
Yeah, sometimes
or just
like,
to train.
Sometimes like people in the woods, like if they have a hard time finding food, they'll try and find like a red-tailed hawk or a hawk sometimes. Well, not very often, but they'll train them to hunt for food, so it's easier to get food.
You'd have to have some skills to do that. Like, I wouldn't know where to begin with training.
You need some stuff. You can't just, like, say, like, oh, you need to get, like, food for them. Like
Food and, like, a leather arm sleeve, I would imagine, so that they can land and don't get scratched by their talons.
You need, like, a metal chain and, like...
Yep.
Yeah, Campbell? I think that's pretty much it for our facts.
Oh, let's hit him with some jokes. One of our weak spots that we're trying to get better at is the jokes. And you might just have the energy to kind of help us out there. So why don't you guys can take the joke section away.
First joke. What did the hawk say to the eagle?
Let's drop some stinky bombs.
Is that that's the answer? No? What did the hawk say to the eagle?
Let's drop some stinky bombs.
I don't get it. What did the hawk say to the eagle, Campbell?
Let's wing it.
Campbell, what did the hawk say to the flying squirrel?
Let's go crash our heads into some trees.
No. But that would be a good guess.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that makes no sense. It is,
want to play glide and seek.
Glide and seek. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. All right, so there's our joke. So let's move in now.
To animal encounters?
Yeah, and I think, Noah, the reason you're here, aside from being a good friend, is that you have an actual animal encounter with a hawk.
I actually have two. Well, the second one isn't you saw them at dinner, right? I didn't really experience, but my dad told me all about it, so I'll tell you about that one.
Right.
So I'll tell you about that one first. So I came back from school, and I had been sleeping over at my grandparents' house.
Yeah.
And I came back from school, and my dad picked me up, and he told me, on his phone, he showed me this video. It was this hawk in our neighbor's, he thought it was a statue, it was so still.
Yeah.
It was really, it was huge. And when it flew away, it actually turned out that it dived down and, clawed. And it was like this bloody dead rabbit, and it flew away. He took a video of it. It was really, really cool. Yeah. And my sister also told a little bit about it, because she was in the car. Yes, Kimball.
So it was a dead rabbit.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so that's a little less sad.
Yeah, well, it's also just, that's nature, right?
Yeah. It's nature, people.
Yeah, yeah.
Animals have to hunt, and some animals have to die. Oh, and my other one. So it's same thing, but with a squirrel. So I was up with in my sister's room playing with her, and all of a sudden my dad says, "Noah, Emmy," and he yells up to us, and we rush down because we thought we were in trouble because we had no idea anything. And he opened up the front door, and we looked out. We have, this glass front door. And
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah,
I've seen it.
So, and so, we looked out, and he saw a hawk circling, so he yelled down to us, right?
Yeah.
But actually, we got there just at the right time. Just at the right time for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
As we got down the stairs, it, screeched so loud, and it was, so big, and it, dove right down. There was a squirrel right there, and it went and jammed its beak into its stomach.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and it was, blood out. It's
very violent,
blood
it sounds splattered. Like
that. Yeah, and I tried to go get it, and my dad was like, Noah James Rubinsky, do you want to get killed? I was like, nope. So I went back inside. But yeah, it was the wingspan was 6 feet. It was huge.
6 feet, really?
Yeah, it was
almost my dad's height.
I don't know if it was 6 feet, but
maybe 4 feet.
Yeah, but it was a large hawk.
Yeah, it was just really cool to see.
Wow, that sounds like some really cool encounters. So what's interesting, Noah, that you said that you've had two encounters like that, and people really, Campbell's really wanted to say something, but let me finish up, Campbell, real quick. So people, a lot of our listeners are probably likely to have had an encounter with a hawk or have
depending
one
depending on
in
where
the
you live, though. Depending on where you live.
Right.
Yes, Campbell.
I have an encounter.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So once I was on the back porch, and I looked, and Daddy said, "Look at that." And I looked up, and I saw this massive red-tailed hawk was just flying over me. It was just so, it was, I was like, and he was like, he didn't know it was a red-tailed hawk, and I was like, I think that's a red-tailed hawk.
And you were right, we looked it up. Yeah. We've actually seen a lot of cool birds in our backyard, which is awesome.
Yeah, there's
so definitely, your more bird episodes are coming.
Yeah.
Oh, bald eagle, did you share about, I think you did, about the bald eagle flying over the park.
Oh, yeah, when we were at the
you were there, too.
Yeah,
that was
it
a special moment.
Just as we went, yeah, it was just...
It was snowing outside, we all had hot chocolate, we were playing in the playground.
We were just about to wrap it up and go, and then it just flew overhead.
Yeah, that was awesome.
When I got there before it ended, there was another one that flew over, too.
Yeah,
and it was perched for a while, and then there was another one.
Yeah, I haven't seen those birds in a while, but there were a pair.
Yeah, they're pretty endangered. They're kind of endangered.
They're coming back. They were really endangered for a long time, but they're doing better because of the chemicals that were causing their eggs to get weak.
Are they illegal now?
illegal?
DDT is illegal.
It is? The chemical, yeah.
What did they even use DDT for?
It was a pesticide.
Yeah.
Killing bugs.
Guys, this was a great episode. Noah, thank you so much for joining us. Is there a riddle for next week's episode?
It is.
Oh, no. Yes, there is.
It is, I live in the ocean. You're afraid of me. Try and guess me. He.
Awesome. Noah, again, thanks so much for joining us. Campbell, do you have one more thing to take us out on?
So, to wrap the podcast out, I just want to say, if you didn't hear it in the beginning, shout out to Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
And...
is that good?
Goodbye, listen.
Yeah, and I'm so glad to be able to be here, and this was very fun making this podcast.
Awesome.
And if you like the episodes with Noah, there's probably going to be more coming.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Because I have lots of animals.
Yep, he'll become more in
contact. Yep. All right, well, that's it for us at...
Animal!